Hi, this is Sue Troy. I'm site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today I'm talking with Greg Schultz, founder and managing partner of the Storage.io Group, about unified compute platforms. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. Okay, so let's talk about unified computing platforms and the alliances between companies like Hitachi Data Systems and Microsoft, Cisco EMC and VMware, and Cisco NetApp and VMware. What are these alliances all about?
So the common theme here is what's in the name, which is unification, unified. The value prop is to make it easier for the customer to buy, easier for that customer to acquire, but also the value prop is hidden in that it's a way of the different vendors to position, to align themselves, to extend their current marketing alliances relationships for that of account control. I mean, what we're seeing here is in some ways new, but also something that we've seen in the past, which is effectively a data center in a can, a data center in the box.
Mm-hmm. And are there big differences among those alliances?
They vary. I mean, certainly anything with Cisco, anything with VMware is going to have a lot of coverage, a lot of exposure, a lot of activity around that. But then what's interesting is that when you look at an HP, with a logo, with a label like the name HP, what they're doing with Microsoft, with that particular set of stacks, what they're doing with the VMware, with those stacks, not to mention what HP and Oracle have been doing with database stacks for years. A lot of times it's just a different variation, a different combination, permutation of each other. So in other words, you've got VMware, certainly well-positioned with the EMC Cisco alliance, but then you have VMware aligned with NetApp. You have VMware with one of their largest footprint providers being HP and Dell. So you're seeing a lot of these different variations. In many cases, it is what is the package, what is the solution that's being delivered, how are they going to market, how are they bringing it into the channel, and what are those opportunities, as well as what are those issues and challenges in the channel that they present.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads to my next question, which is, what do these alliances mean for storage VARs?
In some way, well, let's put it this way. Confusion, and in confusion, there is opportunity. And what I mean by that, Sue, is this. For the storage VAR, all of a sudden, if you have, for example, the Cisco EMC VMware alliance, somebody comes in the door to talk to a storage customer about that solution. Well, guess what? That might be somebody representing the networking side of the house. In other words, instead of a storage VAR going in to talk to a customer, that might be a networking VAR bringing in the server and the storage towed along with the networking component. So all of a sudden, now that storage VAR may be competing either with a different company, a different entity for that same account, or they may actually be competing with another team within their organization. So as part of that confusion, Sue, is that in a larger VAR, you may have situations where the network team wants to go in with the unified, or the server team wants to go in with the unified, or the storage team wants to go in. Guess what? That VAR, that provider, has to be unified with that solution before they go into the customer. Mm-hmm. Because when they go into that customer, they have to have that unified message, that unified story, because they also have to talk to the network person, the storage person, and the server person. And, oh, by the way, most of these are going in with virtualization, so they all might have to talk. Might also have to talk to the Microsoft or the VM person. Mm-hmm.
So do you envision this as, in general, a lot of confusion for a certain period of time until companies sort of get their act together? Or
Yes. Okay. There are some near-term opportunities. In other words, for those who can articulate their story and streamline that process, in other words, make it very easy for the customers to acquire to do that upgrade, that VAR, that provider can go in and sit down with the customer, whether it's one person or to have that server, storage, and network team or group sitting at that same table talking common themes, common messaging, common languages, and addressing common issues.
So the ones that are going to benefit from this are the ones that can simplify up front.
Absolutely. Okay. And they need to simplify that not just on who and what the story is, but also going back within their own organization from a VAR, from a channel perspective. They have to go back into their own organization and what account team or what parts of the account team or which groups are going to go do the message. How are they going to handle their own compensation internally so that you don't run into conflict within an existing account?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very interesting. Well, thanks for joining me today, Greg. That's all we have time for. For more on Unified Computing and Infrastructure Stack Alliances, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.